Welcome to Aspire Health. I almost didn't sleep last night. I was so excited. And the reason that I was so excited is because of what I learned yesterday and what I heard. Now, there's a couple of things that I've been doing. One of them is reading from this book, The Miracle Equation. And I also listen to podcasts, and I don't know about you, but it's important as we move through life to learn. One of the things that yesterday hit me in two different ways. This is like a 1-2 punch. And it spoke to me in such a manner that I feel that it's important to deliver this content in the way that I see it as well. Okay, so Ed Milet, his show is pretty inspirational, and he has a menagerie of topics. But yesterday he talked about happiness, and he says that the number one key to happiness, the thief that steals happiness is comparison. And he goes on to say, comparison is the thief of happiness. Comparison and happiness cannot coexist. He goes on to say that we are all guilty of comparing our lives to the lives of others. We compare how much, like as in financial success, family, status, joy we have in compared to others. And he said that, but there's another type of comparison that is insidious of robbing you of your happiness. This is the comparison, is when you compare your current life to the life that we had in the past. The other thing is, if you want to have an unhappy relationship, let me tell you how. And that's compare your life right now to previous relationships. If you want to be unhappy with your fitness, compare your current body at 45 to your body when it was 18. This type of comparison, when you compare your current state to a previous state, is the number one thing holding you back from experiencing happiness. It's also actually the pathway to unhappiness. If you can remove yourself from comparing your life, your experiences, your health, your finances, your relationships, your business to a previous time in your life, you will unlock the door to experience an abundance of happiness. He goes on to say in that episode that he teaches you the practical steps of how to stop the comparison, game, and start using comparison as a weapon to achieve. I thought that was pretty cool. So when used properly, the comparison can fuel your fire, and it can also be the catalyst to propel you into the next best version of yourself. So, I love the fact that when he was talking, I was like, a lot of people do the comparative reality. And in doing that, they have the self-limiting beliefs and concepts. The other part that ratified this was when I was reading from Hal Elrod in The Miracle Equation. And Hal talks about, he wants to look at, okay, making comparisons. He goes, we point to past failures and say, nope, I'm not going to try that again. We internalize the slights that we've received about our abilities over the years. We look for evidence to support and even prove our limitations. That's why I say it's self-limiting doubt, self-limiting our limitations, our self-limiting thoughts. After all, we have arrived at these conclusions to what we believe is realistic or likely to achieve based on the paradigm of our past, and end up with false belief that we are less than capable of what we actually are. Now, here's the thing. Comparative reality, it's a no-no. It limits us. So, looking at this, we live in our own perception. Our own perception of where we are is our current reality. We must, and I'm going to say this must, we have to have a paradigm shift. Because if you want to change your current reality, you need to change the perception. And in order to do that, we have to realize where we're currently at and what is our desired outcome. And I talk about structural tension. One of the things that I've learned over the years is structural tension is really key in order to move our health forward. And I'm talking about health in all areas: healthy mind, healthy body, healthy finances. The current reality of where we're at, and not making any comparison or comparative reality as to where we've been. But what we really want is the desired outcome of where we really want to be. So my challenge today to you would be to set some goals for yourself that are realistic, and look at what your current reality is and see where you can have the paradigm shift in order to make what your dreams look like come true. So if you want extraordinary results, it's going to take extraordinary action on your part in order to get you where you really want to be. So if you have some questions, please reach out. I'd be more than happy to discuss that with you. And you know what? Have a great day. Stay blessed. Peace out.